Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Another U.S. city is grieving over a mass shooting, this time in Tulsa, Oklahoma. A gunman killed four people and injured several others in an outpatient building on a hospital campus. Nicholas O'Brien says his mother works at the complex and FaceTimed him during the chaos.
She just showed me what was happening, and there was only like six cop cars at the time, the fire truck, and they were rushing people out. I don't know if some of them were injured or just had been injured during the shooting, but some of them couldn't walk very well, but they were just kind of wobbling and stumbling, getting them out of there.
The gunman has not been identified. Police say he died at the scene, apparently, of a self-inflicted wound. There are still a lot of unanswered questions about the mass shooting that killed two teachers and 19 fourth graders in Uvalde, Texas. One of those teachers, Irma Garcia, and her husband, Joe Garcia, were laid to rest on Wednesday. Mr. Garcia died of a heart attack 2 days after his wife was murdered. A bipartisan group of congressional lawmakers is trying to reach a compromise on stalled gun control legislation. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, the House Judiciary Committee is expected to vote this week on wide-ranging gun control measures.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal tells NPR it's a put-up or shut-up time for his Republican colleagues who have repeatedly blocked legislation designed to strengthen the nation's gun laws.
They need to show up for work and do their job, vote for common sense, sensible measures. Again, by no means as much as I would like to see, for example, a ban on assault weapons.
Blumenthal cites progress in negotiations. He says lawmakers are working to finalize the details on revised red flag legislation, which allows authorities to temporarily seize firearms from individuals deemed as a threat to themselves or other people. Any bill that would tighten gun control laws needs 60 votes in the Senate. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
A top U.S. security official says the nation's support for Ukraine includes offensive cyber attacks. NPR's Jenna McLaughlin has more on the official's remarks to reporters at a conference in Estonia.
General Paul Nakasone, the head of the NSA and the U.S. Cyber Command, says the U.S. government is conducting a range of operations to support Ukraine, from defensive and information operations to offensive cyber operations. Nakasone is in Estonia this week for a cybersecurity conference, where he told a reporter from British outlet Sky News that he is constantly giving President Biden and his cabinet a range of possible cyber operations to support Ukraine. Meanwhile, officials continue to warn that Russia might launch cyber attacks against U.S. companies in retaliation for Western support of Ukraine. So the possibility for escalation in cyberspace is a real concern. Jenna McLaughlin, NPR News.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. The Biden administration is canceling all federal student loan debt owed to Corinthian colleges. The move will erase almost $6 billion in debt for more than 560,000 borrowers. Tens of thousands of former Corinthian students were already eligible for debt cancellation, but had to contend with a cumbersome application process in order to get it erased. That relief will now be automatic and extended to others. Corinthian collapsed in 2015 amid allegations that it misled investors and students. New Mexico's Secretary of State has launched a website for fact-checking misinformation. From member station KUNM, Nash Jones reports that the move comes weeks before the state holds its primaries.
Democratic Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse-Oliver, who's running for re-election, says the rumor versus reality site features the most pervasive misinformation spreading in New Mexico about how elections are run and safeguarded, including facts on voter privacy, election integrity, and state audits. Spokesperson Alex Curtis says when rumors go unchecked, voters can lose confidence in election results.
And if you don't have faith in those people who are elected, you start to lose faith in our institutions. And that really has a bad snowball effect for our government and our country in general.
A recent poll showed nearly 30% of New Mexico voters were not confident in 2020 state election results, and over 40% lacked confidence in the nationwide results. For NPR News, I'm Nash Jones in Albuquerque.
The Transportation Department is revoking Trump-era restrictions on U.S. travel to Cuba. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the move is in support of the Cuban people and U.S. foreign policy. This is NPR News.